And we welcome you back to Baldwin High School. Tyler Friel, Craig Lucas with you as we are set for kickoff. It's Emery Douthat doing the kicking duties for the Golden Tornado, who will be kicking left to right, and the Baldwin Highlanders set to receive. The Highlanders wearing their purple jerseys with the white trim, the Golden Tornado in the away whites with the Vegas gold, and the kick is off, and we are underway, and it is caught right around the 7-yard line. Baldwin off with it. He gets to the 25-30, has room down the right side, and he's free. He's over across the 50, 45-40, 35-30, and Baldwin is going to take the opening kick. Kickoff into the end zone for a touchdown. It is Jaron Kelly on the return, and the Highlanders lead right off kickoff 6-0.
Well, that's not the way you want to start the game.
No, that would be correct.
But here's that speed that we talked about, and we harp him back to that, that he just found the zone, found the little lane that he needed there, and unfortunately, with the youth and inexperience, you're going to see even more of that on our special teams, because those are the young players that are getting some field experience by running kickoff return, things like that. They haven't learned the proper angles yet. They just don't have that instinct to get the proper angles yet. And unfortunately, Baldwin really exploited it.
It'll be Emma Brandwein on to attempt the extra point for the Highlanders. Snap is down, kick is up, and that kick is blocked. And it is on the ground, and the Golden Tornado recovers, so they keep the bleeding at just 6 points as Zach Slomers falls on the football. And so the score with 11:47 to go, Baldwin leading the Golden Tornado after a kickoff return by Jaron Kelly. It is 6-0, and you are listening to Butler Football on WBUT.
Every team plays better when they're at home. And when it comes to choosing a personal injury attorney, having a home field advantage matters. I'm attorney Ray Conlon, and at Conlon Tarker, we believe the attorneys have a duty to not only their clients, but to the communities that they serve. That's why we are proud supporters of our local sports teams. And that's why we work tirelessly to fight for you. If you've been involved in a work accident, personal injury, car accident, or workers' compensation matter, there's a reason they call it home field advantage. Learn more at ConlonTarker.com. Conlon Tarker, we fight for you.
You take pride in your business, but sometimes it requires some help to keep it going and growing. At Next Tier Bank, you'll find the guidance and expertise you need. In fact, we offer everything from business checking to creative lending solutions to insurance. Simply put, Next Tier Bank is everything you want in a financial partner. And it's the way we've been doing things for generations. It's your future. We want to help you get there. Welcome to Next Tier. NextTierBank.com, 800-262-1088, member FDIC.
And we are back as Baldwin leads 6-0, and the kickoff is underway by the Highlanders. It takes a roll at the 20-yard line where it is retrieved. It is bounced out to the 25, and the returner is brought down by the Highlanders, and that's where the Golden Tornado will set up shop. It was Zach Slomers on the return, 1st and 10 for the Golden Tornado.
Oh, decent field position to start out with. You know, you're glad to see they're not pinned back here, so I like to see what this offensive line is going to do right out of the chute.
Golden Tornado moving left to right on your radio dial. Tyler Friel, Craig Lucas with you on the call, WBUT, and of course you can hear it online at WBUT.com. It is Matt Rarick at the quarterback position, and he will go under center as the Golden Tornado come out in the I formation. Rarick, handoff up the middle. It's Chris Mertz with it. Mertz will bounce it just across the 25-yard line as he is brought down at the 26. We'll call it a 1-yard gain, and it will be a 2nd and 9.
Yeah, the offensive line did a nice job establishing the line of scrimmage that time, getting a good push. I'd like to see Mertz get down a little bit more. He's running a little bit high right now. Obviously didn't get a ton of carries last week, so it'd be good to see him get a little bit into the groove here and start running downhill.
Be another I formation again for the Golden Tornado. Two wide receivers, one of them in motion is Sebastian Bickham. Snap and handoff. They go up the middle again with it. Ball carrier will be swallowed up after about a gain of 2. And it looks like we had Davidic on the carry.
The numbers are kind
of hard. We're going to call Chris Mertz again. Yeah, the old white and gold for the Golden Tornado from up high in the press box isn't the most easily identifiable.
Well,
for Butler.
Once the sun sets on us here a little bit, it'll be a little bit easier under the artificial light.
So we'll call that a gain of 2, and we'll make it a 3rd down and 7. The ball at the Golden Tornado's own 28-yard line. They come out shotgun set. Rarick puts a man in motion. Receives a snap. And we're going to get some laundry on the field as maybe the Golden Tornado moved a bit early.
Yeah, it looked like they had an outside trap set up there, and tackle moved just a hair too early.
And that's indeed what we're going to see. It'll be a false start against the Golden Tornado, so they'll trot that back. 5 yards and set up with a third down and 12 now.
You know, I think with the four-man front, they're running a 4-3 defense here, and this is a great defense to run your inside traps against. Mm-hmm. You know, I know they want to try to get to the outside, but boy, I think we'd really power up the inside here with the way the safeties are split out there. You got a lot of green in the middle.
Butler back in the shotgun set. Rarick sidecars Mertz. He now rolls to his right, facing pressure, looking. Gives it a throw, and he finds his receiver. It's Sebastian Bickham. Comes down with the ball at the 30. We'll call it the 33-yard line, but that's going to be just shy of the first down marker. So a gain of about 10, but not enough to move the chains.
That hurt. Very nicely thrown ball. Great to see the catch being made. Very important. You know, because it's going to establish confidence on both sides there. Obviously, quarterback's going to know, hey, I got a guy who's catching the ball. And, you know, the receiver knows, hey, he's going to throw to me.
It'll be Dennis Goodwine set to punt for the Golden Tornado. He did the duties last week. Kelly back to return. He's already got a kickoff return to his name. This one is a nice punt as it is booming. Kelly, though, catches it on the fly at the 26. Makes the first guy miss, makes the second guy miss. Bounces inside, gets to the 40 before he's met by a gang of Golden Tornado tacklers at his own 45-yard line, where it will be first down and 10 for Baldwin.
As we, you know, we don't want to harp too much on the young and experienced Tornado here, but you can really see it in the coverage teams. You know, you have to pick a lane, stay in that lane, and stick with it. And we can see how they start dancing around a little bit when the back is getting the ball. And he starts to dance around. So they're trying to mirror him where you have to commit and just go right at him.
The Highlanders led by Mason Stahl as their quarterback, the junior, rushing and throwing for a number of yards last week. They come out in the spread formation, shotgun set. Stahl puts a man in motion. That man is Tyler Bain. He gets set. Snap, handoff, up the middle with it is Peroni. Peroni kicking it to the left, and he is off to the races. He's down to the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Baldwin. And just like that, the Baldwin Highlanders open up this lead, 12 to nothing, 9:10 to go. It was Angelo Peroni.
And he just did what he needed to do. He was patient in the backfield, saw where the collapse happened on the backside, containment, and he just hit it. And something we talked about last week is that with the inexperience, they don't know how to get their angles down yet. They're running flat to the ball instead of angling to the ball. And by the time they get to the point where they're going for, the back's already past them.
55-yard touchdown for Peroni. And it will be Goodwine on to attempt the extra point. And that kick is up. That kick is good. So it is a 13-0 lead for Baldwin. Brandwine is the one that puts it through the field goal post. And so we'll head to a break as the Golden Tornado trail the Baldwin Highlanders to score. 13-0, 9:10 to go in the first. You're listening to Butler Football on WBUT and the Trib Live High School Sports Network.
Looking for a great price on a clean, dependable pre-owned car? Then head to Honda North. Browse over 7,000 pictures of our used car inventory easily at HondaNorth.net. Every pre-owned car undergoes a 182-point inspection and comes with free Carfax report. And buying from Honda North comes with benefits, free PA state inspections, free service loaner cars. And at Honda North, every fifth oil change is free. Buying a pre-owned car is a big deal. At Honda North, we'll help you find the right car for you. Honda North, more cars, lower prices. Just try us.
13-0 to score. Highlanders in front. They've done it on two plays. A kickoff return to begin the game, and then a 55-yard touchdown run by Angelo Peroni. And that gives us our score as the Golden Tornado are set to receive. It will be Emma Brandwine on to kick it off, and it is up and on its way. The ball is caught at the 30-yard line, and the big man is rumbling and stumbling before he's brought down just shy of the 40-yard line. I believe that was that Goodwine? Oh, we had Godfrey Panzarello on that.
Yeah, that was, at 6'2", 320. Rumbling, bumbling, and stumbling.
Well, it sets the Golden Tornado up with pretty good field position as they officially mark it on the 38-yard line. And so the Golden Tornado, after completing a pass on third down and 12, but just short of the first down markers, will look to move the ball again, and it will be Matt Rarick under center. Rarick gets the snap. They hand it off to the right side and getting a nice little gain of, well, we'll call it about 4 yards. Appeared to be, we try to get a number, looks like Kyler Callahan on the carry.
Yep, he did a nice job finding that little seam. That's what has to happen with these backs, because obviously we don't appear to have the speed that some of these other teams have, so we have to go straight north to south. We can't dance around, and Callahan did a nice job getting upfield.
So, indeed, they call it a gain of four, which brings up a second down and six. The ball at the 42-yard line. It'll be handoff again, and this time Callahan is met by a gang of Baldwin defenders. In on the tackle was Mason Borquine, and so that moves the Golden Tornado back about 3 yards, giving them another third down and long at third and nine.
Well, they just collapsed the inside there between the guards and center. They just collapsed that completely down there, and unfortunately, we got pushed back here. We got to get a push off the ball. We got to block people. We got to, you know, get some zones here.
So now at their own 39-yard line, as they need 9 yards to move the chains, it will be Rarig in the shotgun formation. I believe it is J.R. Harold, sidecar to his right. Rarig received the snap. Play action. Rarig now looking. Flag pattern is intercepted, and it is Tyler Gerchek on the interception return for Baldwin as he gets down to the 20. He's now bouncing off a few defenders and into the end zone as the Golden Tornado now, in a blink of an eye, are trailing 19 to nothing.
Well, that's a tough one right there, you know. But, you know, you got to give your quarterback, your right guard credit. They came out there, they saw the pickoff, and they came over to try to get it. You know, he did everything they could to try to tackle him, even the receiver that was in formation out there in his pattern. He did his best to tackle. So at least there was effort out there.
And so, 7:43 to go. Emma Brandwine on to attempt her third field goal, or extra point, I should say, the early evening. We'll call it about a 45-yard interception return. Brandwine's kick is up, and it is good. And so the score now, Highlanders are leading 20 to nothing with 7:43 to go as they have scored on, well, the three times they have touched the football. We'll take a break, and we'll be back. You're listening to Golden Tornado Football on WBUT and the Trib Life High School Sports Network.
I'm Richard Petty, and I just wanted to let you know that Richard Petty Motorsports is honored to partner with the U.S. Air Force and proudly display the Air Force logo on our number 43 car. I'd like to take the opportunity to thank current and past airmen for all you do and sacrifice to allow the rest of us to live freely. And to you young men and women looking to be part of a winning team, go see an Air Force recruiter today.
In Butler, see Master Sergeant Jordan Banzen at 101 Clearview Circle or call 724-787-3436.
Butler Health System's Faster Care locations offer flu shots and urgent care treatments for minor illnesses, injuries, sprains, and more. Located at Butler Commons in Butler, Franklin Village Mall in Katanning, Malone Road in Sarver, and Innovation Drive in Slippery Rock. BHS Faster Care offers walk-in physicals for school, sports, work, and more. Faster Care, caring at the speed of your life. Visit bhsfastercare.org. Most insurances accepted, including UPMC and Highmark.
We are back as the kickoff return is up, and the Golden Tornado take it out to about the 30-yard line. And so now they are, well, they're behind. It's 20 to nothing. Golden Tornado trying to get something moving, and we've got a flag down as we'll see what the penalty is. This happened well after the play. Looks like a little bit of extracurricular activities. And so it will be an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty against Baldwin, and a 15-yard penalty will be added on to the end of the run. And so it looks like that will take it out to about the 45-yard line, Craig, which will be the Golden Tornado's best starting field position of the night.
There's a confidence booster. We'll take it. You got to take the positive yards any way you can. Kind of a bonehead play for Baldwin here. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no excuse for that. You're up 20 to nothing on essentially three plays.
Yes.
And you know, do something like that, there's just no room for it.
And if you're just joining us, Craig is right. The Baldwin Highlanders have scored on what is essentially three plays. It was a, well, we'll call it about an 85-yard touchdown kickoff return coming right out of the gate by Jaron Kelly. And then it was three and out for the Golden Tornado. It was Angelo Peroni on his first run and offensive play of the game for the Highlanders that went for a 55-yard touchdown. And then an interception return by Tyler Gerchak makes this game a 20-0 lead, all with 7:36 to go in the first quarter. And so the Golden Tornado looking to generate some sort of offense, and we've seen flashes of it at times. They just haven't been able to pick up a first down marker. Now, again, this is one aspect of the game. You can look at the other aspect and see, you know, where obviously Baldwin has scored every time they've touched the football. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, this is when you're down 20 to nothing, you have to eat an elephant one piece at a time.
Well, that's that's it.
Oh. And so the Golden Tornado will break the huddle. It will be Matt Rarick. They'll go in the shotgun formation. Rarick gets the snap. He runs to his right. It's a quarterback draw. And the ball is loose. It is on the ground, and it is recovered by the Highlanders. So a turnover for the Golden Tornado. And so Baldwin will get the ball at the Golden Tornado 40-yard line, where it will be first down and 10.
And obviously that's going to be very frustrating for Coach Christie there to see how the offense is performing right out of the gate. But I think this is the time that we talked about this before. Bring the splits down, put the quarterback mm-hmm. completely under center. Don't do anything besides that. Just go straight ahead.
And even we saw on outside of the 10-yard pass, one of the more productive offensive plays they had was just a run right up the gut with Kyler Callahan that went for 4 yards.
Just
out of the I formation. Yeah,
exactly. Make them jam the box. Just keep going right at them. You got the size. Use it.
So Baldwin now will take over. Mason Stahl, the quarterback, will receive his second snap of the night at the Golden Tornado 40-yard line. Looks to his right. Now back to throw. Throws across the middle. He's got a man and into the end zone for a 40-yard touchdown is Jaron Kelly as they went one-on-one over the top and connected. And the Highlanders now roaring out to a lead. If they hadn't already, it is 26 to nothing. Baldwin on top.
Yeah, Callahan had had him pretty good step for step there, but at the end, the receiver just kicked it in and burnt right past him there. Got his arms up high in the air and took it right into the end zone.
So Mason Stahl with his first pass of the night connects with Jaron Kelly, who pulls in his second touchdown. And Goodwin on to attempt the extra point. And Brandwine, I'll get those correct. It is good. And so the score now is 27 to nothing with 7:23 to go. We'll take a break and we'll be back. It's the Golden Tornado Trail, the Baldwin Highlanders 27 to nothing. You're listening to Butler Football on WBUT and the Trib Live High School Sports Network.
Hi, this is Mike Lang. I've seen a lot of winning teams on and off the ice. And for that fine jewelry purchase in Butler, the sure winner is Robert Stevens Custom Jewelers. Specializing in quality jewelry, custom designs, and diamond remounting, you can always trust Steve. No silly sales or gimmicks, just real value every day. Ask your friends and neighbors who their jeweler is. Bet they say Robert Stevens Custom Jewelers. Easy to find in the heart of Main Street in downtown Butler. Why settle for less? Robert Stevens Custom Jewelers. More than just a jewelry store.
Welcome back to Butler Football. Tyler Friel with you. WBUT Trib Live High School Sports Network. Well, if you thought it was scripted bad out of the gate last week, it may have just gotten a little bit worse this week as the Baldwin Highlanders lead 27 to nothing with 7:23 to go in the first quarter. And Baldwin's set to kick where it will be Brandwine. And it's a squibber on the ground, rolling near to out of bounds. Ball is loose, and the Golden Tornado will just fall on the football at their own 32-yard line where they'll take over. I believe it was Zach Slomers who was the one that fell on the football. And so it will be a first down and 10 with 7:21 to go for the Golden Tornado.
Yeah, you can see the Highlanders really got a spring in their step where Tornado's starting to hang the head a little bit, though. That's something you got to break here.
Well, how do you attack a game like this? And I don't know how many times you found yourself on, you know, this side of the scoreboard, but obviously, you know, we mentioned last possession, for some reason, 20 to nothing seemed a little bit manageable.
Right.
Now it's just open to 27 nothing. What's going through a player's mindset here?
You just got to get something going here. You got to get 5, 6, 10, 12 plays together.
That'll be a handoff up the middle this time, and I believe the ball hit the deck, but the Golden Tornado were able to fall on it. J.R. Harold was the one that was able to recover the football, and they'll mark it for a loss of about a half yard, but for the sake of keeping things level, we'll call it second down and 10.
Yeah, you have to look at just keeping the offense on the field. You can't be one play, two plays, three plays, and out.
Mm-hmm.
You have to keep continuity out there. You got to put something together.
So the ball remains on the Golden Tornado 30. Handoff up the gut again, and he is met by a host of Baldwin defenders as they drop the runner down for a loss of one. Chris Mertz was the one on the carry this time, and we've got a Golden Tornado down on the field. Looks like to be one of the linemen. We'll try to pick a number up there for you.
I don't know if that's Moore.
They're going to say Darren Skidmore, who was on the carry. Actually, I take that back, so it wasn't Chris Mertz. So we're trying to identify who that Golden Tornado is.
Yeah, I think that's Trevor Moore.
Okay.
That's number 66.
And that's their center.
And that hurts. Because the offensive line's having enough trouble. I mean, they're not getting anything off the ball right now. They're getting pushed back. Kind of embarrassing to watch that happen. They got to step it up here. They got to start firing off there. Someone's got to be a leader out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know it's five guys working as one, but if one's got to step up and start firing off the ball, I mean, because honestly, if any of these kids want to play in college, people are watching this.
Yeah.
If you're getting blown back by a team that is a 5A team and you're a 6A team, they know that that's not going to bode much better in college.
Mm-hmm.
So you better start stepping it up.
And we talked about the size advantage that the Golden Tornado have up front. Now, Baldwin's got some big guys inside the trenches as well. But at the same time, it's not an outsized matchup for the Golden Tornado.
Not by any stretch, no.
And so with that, the Golden Tornado will come back from the sidelines. Again, they trail 27-0, 6:38 to go here in the first quarter. It'll be a third down and 12 for Butler as they're trying to pick up their first down of the night. Rarick now going from the shotgun. He's got three wide receivers and a sidecar to his left. Receives the snap, looking to his right. It's a screen pass to Bickham. Sebastian Bickham finding some room on the inside. And then he'll be met after a gain of about eight. Baldwin Highlander on the tackle was Connor Lavelle. So now you're at the 36-yard line, and the Golden Tornado will punt.
At least you had something positive. I know they set up a screen that time. The offensive line's got to hold for about half a second more. They did a nice job setting it up, but they got to just hold them for just, you got to sell it a little bit more and not let them just totally bull rush in.
We're going to get a timeout here taken by the Highlanders. Obviously some miscommunications on special team. And set to return for Baldwin is the explosive Jaron Kelly. The junior has shown speed. We saw it on the kickoff return, and then we saw it on one-on-one coverage just right up the gut. Hmm. He's been a fast kid.
Oh, absolutely. So it'll be interesting to see what we put together here. You look, he had four different styles of touchdowns being scored.
Yeah.
So I'm sure
one more, and if you have the free spot on your bingo card, we're just about filling up the card.
That's what I'm thinking. I mean, a fumble return, that's what we need.
I think that's the only thing left.
Punt return, maybe. So you're seeing just about everything happen.
Mm-hmm.
You got a pass for a touchdown, a rush for a touchdown, interception for a touchdown, kickoff return for a touchdown. Let's break the streak here.
Dennis Goodwine will be back to punt for the Golden Tornado. Jaron Kelly to receive. Goodwine awaits to receive the snap at his own 24-yard line. The snap will come from the 36. Snap is clean, a little bit high. Goodwine gets a boomer off. It's going into the hands of Kelly, who calls for the fair catch at his own 31-yard line, where it will be first down and 10 for Baldwin. And they have scored. The Highlanders have on the two offensive plays they've run tonight. It was a 40-yard run by Prione, and then the other, a 55-yard run by Prione, and a 40-yard pass by Mason Stahl to Jaron Kelly.
I tell you, it was nice to see Byron Manchester getting down there in great coverage that time, forcing the fair catch. You know, if he wouldn't have been down there and really pushed the issue and pushed the lane down there, that back may have been off again. So it was nice to see, you know, good coverage that time by the punt team.
And so we'll see Mason Stone, this Highlanders offense, come out onto the field again. Angelo Prione will be the one. Actually, as they go, it looks like it will be I formation with the fullback offset to the left. Stahl barking out the signals at the line. Back to pass, throws over the middle, and the pass is caught. A nice catch by Nasir Penn, who went up to bring it down. And it goes out to the Golden Tornado, 47-yard line. And so a gain of, looks like we'll call it, about 27 yards there.
Yeah, he threw it right into, we had three defenders out there, and nice pass. Great job adjusting by the receiver as well. He got up there, got the ball at the highest point, brought it down for the first down.
So it will be a first down and 10 for Baldwin. Ball now at the Golden Tornado, 47-yard line. Stahl, handoff to Prioni. Prioni bouncing it to the right. He's got room to run, and he will run into the end zone. Another Baldwin touchdown as Prioni takes it 47 yards. The speed to get away from the defenders as he got through the first wave of tacklers. And the Baldwin now just running away with this. It is now 33-0 Highlanders.
Yeah, exactly. There's no backside pursuit and really no corner coverage. Just ran right through open zones there, pretty much unimpeded. So you figure, about two carries for, what, almost 90-some yards?
Yeah, 92 yards, both of them touchdowns for Priori. And the extra point splits the uprights, and Baldwin now ahead 34-0. And we'll keep it here, 5:19 to go in the first. And so the Golden Tornado now just looking for a way to keep the ball, try to score some points, but the defense here hasn't been able to contend with the speed of Baldwin, and especially Angelo Priori, who's coming off a fantastic year last year in which he ran for close to 800 yards and 7 touchdowns, and then coming out of the gate here tonight, obviously close to 100 yards already on his 2 carries, both of those for touchdowns.
Yeah, he keeps us up here tonight. He might break last year's rushing mark.
And you look at this Baldwin team, Mason Stahl, who's looked sharp at quarterback for Baldwin, and then you look at Angelo Priori. These guys are both juniors for the Highlanders, and so they obviously are working with a large amount of talent. Second-year coach Lauren Cooley obviously has tried to reverse with a win here tonight. Baldwin will already have doubled their win total from last year. So Brandwing on to kickoff, and it is a squibber yet again, rolling toward the sideline, and the Golden Tornado do indeed let it roll out of bounds, so we'll get a procedure penalty, which will give the Golden Tornado, again, not bad field position. They haven't really been, you know, in the shadow of their own goalpost all too often tonight, and so this particular drive will not be any different.
Right, and they're just, you know, really trying to keep the ball out of Callahan's hands. Last week he looked like he had opportunities to find some crevices and maybe get some, you know, long yards. And so I'm sure they don't want to have him getting the ball here at all. But they've kicked it towards out sidelines. And, you know, you just want to let it roll out of bounds just to pick up those extra yards.
And so they will march it up to the 35-yard line of the Golden Tornado, where it will be first down and 10. Golden Tornado moving left to right on your radio dial. Tyler Friel, Craig Lucas with you. The score 34-0. Baldwin in front in the first quarter. Rarig under center. Gets the snap. He will now move to his right. Looks to run. He'll get past the 35, make a man miss, and be brought down at the 38-yard line where we'll see a flag down. And
helmet
could we
helmet.
See, helmet to helmet contact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was getting in the process of being tackled there, and number 30 came in and just kind of dove right at him, helmet to helmet.
A few coaches for Baldwin appearing to disagree, but the official having a discussion, and I'm sure he won't be swayed. I'm pretty sure he'll stick with his call. So they're going to call a late hit against Baldwin, and so that will move 15 yards onto the run of 3 yards by Matt Rarig.
Well, you'd hate to have to go back to last year's style of having your quarterback essentially be your whole running game. But, you know, that was a situation where you got to get something going. And so something is better than nothing.
So they move it up to the Baldwin 47-yard line. Again, in the I formation is the Golden Tornado, Rarig under center. Two wide receivers. Rarig will hand it off this time to Chris Mertz. Mertz pushes forward, gets a gain of about 4 yards. And so the Golden Tornado are now looking at a second down. Actually, we'll make it 3 yards and call it a 2nd and 7.
That time, the line of scrimmage is right in front of us here. And I wanted to see where our push was. Being a running play like that, I didn't see one offensive lineman's jersey on their side of the ball, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
And then where the back is tackled, there wasn't one offensive lineman to pick them up there. So that tells me they were all got pushed back. They got to get on their side of the ball. Let's go, guys.
So it will be I formation again for the Golden Tornado. And as the linebacker faked the blitz, we saw a Golden Tornado fullback jump. And so that will move the ball back 5 yards.
That's tough, being a little anxious there. You know, you want to make something happen. You saw the blitz coming in there. Harold did, and he started to move a little early. Unfortunately, if he would have just kept going in motion, going out like he was a receiver,
yeah.
it would have been fine, you know. but whenever he gave himself up and kind of hit his helmet,
yep.
he's...
It obviously showed he wasn't in motion.
No, he was confessing to the crime, so...
So they'll try it again in the I formation. Skidmore lining up at fullback this time. Chris Mertz dotting the I. Rarig under center. And we're going to get another flag. Let's see if this is a neutral zone infraction on Baldwin.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it looks like they're going to call a false start here, Craig.
Really?
I didn't see anything super noticeable there.
I didn't because, again, the line of scrimmage is right in front of us here, and I want to watch what that offensive line does. So I was focusing on them, and I didn't see any of them move.
So the personal foul penalty hasn't been eliminated yet, but the Golden Tornado find themselves in pretty rough field position. Second down and 18, the ball sitting at their own 45-yard line. They need to get to the Baldwin 37. Back in the I formation, two wide receivers set. Chris Mertz dotting the I. Quick snap. Rarig back to pass. Looking across the middle. Finds his man in Sebastian Bickham. Sebastian Bickham makes the first guy miss and is brought down at the 45-yard line of the Highlanders. A nice little pickup there of about 11 yards. And so that will give a Golden Tornado, albeit a third and long, but not as long. It's third down and 18, actually. Or third down and 8, so a 10-yard pickup.
That was a great job by Bickham. I think that's more catches that I've seen him make in tonight's game than I've seen Tornado make collectively in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been such a long time since we've had a possession-type receiver. He's done a really nice job chunking up some yards.
And so, 45-yard line, third down and 8. I formation yet again. Bickham is the man in motion. Comes across, Rarig moving to his left. They're looking to run, and Rarig is just met by a host of purple jerseys in the backfield as there was not enough blockers for him to run. And so it will be a loss of about 7 yards, and the Golden Tornado might just be forced to punt again.
And that's that year of being out of football, that experience of, you know, when do you just chuck the ball out of bounds and avoid a 6 or 8 yard loss. Those types of things have to start becoming more instinctive.
They officially call it a loss of 7 for Rarig. Goodwine back to punt. This one is high, as that will give the Golden Tornado plenty of time to get down the field, but Kelly opts not for the fair catch. He catches it in motion, and then will be tackled out of bounds at the 45-yard line before giving the cold shiver to a Golden Tornado tackler, and he rolls out of bounds as the Highlanders will take over with 2:15 to go in the first, and they lead 34 to nothing. We're getting a correction on a number there. It is not Sebastian Bickham, but rather Danny Hunter. And so Hunter has been the one that has been pulling in these balls. And so that's on the updated list, not the one that I was initially provided. So we apologize for that mistake. So let us rephrase. Daniel Hunter having one heck of a night.
He is, and that's great to see. You want to see that getting out there as a senior, doing what he can, try to set down a new attitude here.
It looks like we had a timeout here, I believe. Not quite sure who pulled the trigger on it. I don't know if we have an official timeout, because right now the board isn't showing any. And obviously...
Baldwin had called a timeout.
Oh, Baldwin called a timeout. I thought they took that timeout earlier on the special teams play. So either way, we've got a break in the action here. Still shaking off a little preseason rust over here. I haven't been behind the controls. Not that I should be making excuses, Craig,
but I haven't been
behind the controls here now for... Well, I'm thinking it's been about 2 years since I've called a football game.
Well, you're doing a great job.
Oh, well, thanks, Greg. I was looking for someone to give me positive reinforcement.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. so happy that you were the one driving us down here tonight.
Yeah, this isn't the most pleasant drive, is it?
It was when you said you wanted to take your own vehicle, I was like, amen. I couldn't imagine going down in the van tonight.
Yeah, the pleasures of the Liberty Tubes and 51 South. It's a great way to spend the Friday. Craig and I got to know each other really well. Mason Stahl in the shotgun formation, handoff right side, and there to wrap the running back in the backfield was Kyler Callahan, as it will be no game. And on the carry, I believe, for Baldwin was number 33, Zach Pettit.
Hey, very good defensive play there. You like seeing that. You like the fact they fired off the ball. They established the line of scrimmage there and gave a good push and kept contained.
And so it will be second down and 10, no gain for the Highlanders. They sit at their own 46-yard line. They lead 34-0, 1:35 to go, they being Baldwin. Mason Stahl in the shotgun formation, two wide receivers to his left. They fake the handoff. Screen play is just outside the hands of Connor Sedork, and so that will stop the clock and leave Baldwin with a third down and 10.
That was good to see Darren Skidmore getting in there, getting some pressure. That's what you got to do. You got to get in that quarterback's face because, obviously, they've had a very easy sled, you know, pushing tonight, so there wasn't much to challenge them, but it's nice to see in this series so far, Tornadoes had two good defensive plays.
Brings up a third down and 10. 1:28 to go in the first. Mason Stahl, shotgun formation. Again, two wide receivers to his left. Make it three as the man in motion settles just beyond the tackle. Stahl in the pocket, and he is brought down by a host of Golden Tornado defenders. Leading the charge for the Golden Tornado was your punter, Dennis Goodwine.
Oh, boy. And he crushed that quarterback like a grape.
Yeah,
like
I mean, you're talking about the explosions. Finally saw from the defense.
Yes.
Getting through the line, getting into the backfield, not giving stall time.
And that's what you have to do. You just have to bull rush. You know, defensive line, offensive line, you just got to bull rush. You just got to fire off the ball. This is not a tentative game.
So a loss of 7 yards forces Baldwin to punt for the first time tonight. And the Golden Tornado are forced to take a timeout, as you can see the steam emitting from the ears of Coach Bill Elliott on the sidelines right now. Someone was not in position or out of position, you would have to imagine.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even get a head count out there.
Neither did I. They were able. Someone on the sideline was obviously able to identify something that one of us could not up here in the press box. But it turned out to be a beautiful night in Baldwin.
Absolutely.
Sun now setting, leaving us with nice temperatures. And I tell you what, they have packed the stands full here.
They really
have. Baldwin. This is a large stadium, and the Golden Tornado have made the travel down as well. But Baldwin well represented in purple tonight on the home side of the field.
Well, they are. Well, they had the midget football. And,
yeah, midget football night of sorts, yeah.
It seemed like they were announcing everybody from the time we parked, the time we walked down, the time we got pizza, the time we got up in the stands. They just kept going.
And so that will bring up a fourth down and 17. 44 seconds to go in the first, and then it's a 34-0 Baldwin lead. Back to return for the Golden Tornado is Kyler Callahan, and that punt is off, and it's a line drive that will take a few bounces before Callahan scoops it at his own 25. Gets up the field before being brought down and about 6 yards after the return at the 31-yard line. We've got a lot of laundry down on the field after the play. Three flags indeed. And we'll see what this foul is, and who it's against, and what the penalty is.
They're really spread out there, so there could be multiple penalties here.
Let's see, they actually have the microphones hooked up here, so we're getting a decent idea of what the calls are. And it will be a personal foul against the Golden Tornado. They will tack that on at the end of the run, and so that will push the Golden Tornado back.
Not what you need right now when your offense is struggling.
And so it officially will move them back to the 16-yard line, or it will be first down and 10 for the Golden Tornado. 36 seconds to go in the first, 34-0 Baldwin. I formation, handoff up the middle is J.R. Harold, and he's got room to run as he lowers the shoulder, bowls over a Highland defender, and will be marked down officially at the 33-yard line, and a nice little pickup from J.R.
Very nice job getting his shoulder down there, head down, did what he had to do, one defender, and he was cutting him low, so he just put his shoulder right into him.
We'll call it a gain of 17 as the clock continues to move. Chains are set, and it will be a first down and 10 for the Golden Tornado. The ball at their own 33-yard line this time. I formation again for the Golden Tornado, dotted by Kyler Callahan. Rarick under center. They hand it back off to J.R. Harold again up the middle, and he'll lower the head, and he'll pick up a gain of about 2 yards as the clock comes to an end in the first quarter. The Baldwin Highlanders got out to a fast start, and they didn't look back. The Golden Tornado trying to chip into this 34-0 Baldwin lead, and we'll come back with second quarter action right after this. You're listening to Butler Football on WBUT and the Trib Life High School Sports Network.
What is your teenager doing this weekend? I'm District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724-284-5114.
The law offices of Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham offer a comprehensive range of services in civil law, litigation, corporate, labor, real estate, zoning and land use, personal injury, and municipal and school law. They carry a passion for being at the top of their fields and continuously striving to provide their clients with exemplary service. With offices in Butler and Cranberry, Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham can meet all your legal needs. Call them at 724-283-2200.
Second quarter action. Tyler Friel with you on WBUT alongside Craig Lucas as the Golden Tornado looked to move the chains. It is second down and 7, ball at their own 36-yard line. We begin the second quarter with the Highlanders in front, 34-0. It will be another I formation set for the Golden Tornado. Rarick under center, J.R. Harold playing the fullback position. Snap, flip over to Callahan. Callahan's got room on the outside, and he takes it up for about a gain of 4 to 5 yards on the option play, and it will be a third down and short for the Golden Tornado.
Very effective. That's what you got to do. You got to get a little pitch to the outside there. Baldwin does a nice job of keeping that corner really hard. So get it out to the outside there. Make them break their corner and, try to make the play. Looked like he picked up more yards than that, but a manageable third down here.
They're going to call it a third down and 3, so gain of 4 by Callahan. He will remain in the backfield as the Golden Tornado back in the I formation again, looking to pick up the first down. Rarick under center. 4-3 look from Baldwin, and we're going to get a timeout from the Golden Tornado as Coach Eric Christie seeing an offensive set or a defensive look that he was uncomfortable with, and so he's going to make an audible, but he wants to get the group of 11 in front of him to change that call.
Yeah, it looked like Baldwin was almost stacking to the short side of the field that time. Mm-hmm. Where they had the inside linebacker shifting a little bit more to our right side, their left. I don't know if we were going to try to sweep to the short side of the field, and they were anticipating that. Could have been what they call it, don't know. But, obviously you have a lot more field to run left than you do right here, but if they stack an extra man in the box there, it's not going to give you much to work with.
Stats after the first quarter, the Baldwin Highlanders rushing the ball for four times and 95 yards. The Golden Tornado with 12 rushing attempts for 15 yards, 62 passing yards. Meanwhile, for Baldwin and the Golden Tornado with 26 yards, which, we've seen Danny Hunter at times pull down the ball. Looks really nice. Rarick, when he's got the time, has been able to throw the ball on target. And so we've seen the passing offense. Granted, it's only 26 yards, but it's been some positive. It's been
right.
Some positive plays.
Exactly. It's productive yards.
Yes. Third down now and a short 3 for the Golden Tornado. I formation yet again. 4-3 look. Baldwin stacks a box. Rarick will get the snap, but we're going to get a flag, and it looks like this will be a false start against the Golden Tornado. Indeed it is. And so the shortest look at a third down the Golden Tornado have tonight. They'll march back 5 yards instead and give them a third down and 8.
It's a heartbreaker there.
So third down and 8. Ball now at the Golden Tornado 35-yard line. 11:50 to go, 34-0. Baldwin leads in the second quarter. Golden Tornado will remain in the I formation. Rarick back. Three-step drop. He lets one loose. One-on-one coverage to the outside. Tipped around and incomplete. And so that will bring up a fourth down and 8 for the Golden Tornado. And they will send the special teams unit on to punt.
That was there in the hands. Yeah, it was there when... Got to pull those in. Just got to work to really do a little tip drill and just grab that and just pull that in, lock it in.
Like you said, they gave him an opportunity, and we've seen Rarick do that. Mm-hmm. whether it's the jump ball, whether it's the out pattern, obviously the one bad throw tonight resulted in the touchdown for the Highlanders. But for the most part, he has been able to hook up with his wide receivers and give them an opportunity to bring in the ball.
Absolutely. Dennis, good placement.
Yeah, Dennis Goodwine back to punt, receives the snap. Boomer is off. Jaron Kelly will call for the early fair catch as he'll pull it in at his own 26-yard line, and we'll make it a 27-yard line, and it will be first down and 10 for Baldwin. So the Golden Tornado with a nice 17-yard run by J.R. Harold followed that up with another 3-yard run, 4-yard run on second down by Kyler Callahan, but a false start and an incomplete pass. Give the ball back to the Highlanders where they'll take over, and we've talked about their gaudy offensive numbers so far, and they've done it on so few plays. Mason Stahl has looked really sharp for the Baldwin, and then you also take a look what Angelo Priori has done for them as well. They've had some nice offensive attacks.
Oh, they absolutely have. They're, you can tell that they have worked together for well over a year, almost 2 years together, these young guys growing up together, and they, you know, they have good continuity.
Stall under center this time, I formation. Play action in the pocket. They're going one-on-one deep, and he finds his man, and he will go into the end zone. Nasir Penn, as they went one-on-one coverage, and a well-thrown ball by Mason Stahl. And the Baldwin Highlanders add on. It is 40-0 with 11:29 to go in the second.
Oh, yeah, that was that's just a run and gun. You know, you just go down there, do a little hitch, and then just take off. And that's what he did. He burned the defensive back there quite well. And, you know, kudos to him, keeping his hands soft, letting the ball come in, and catching his stride and getting your six.
Such a nice tight ball, too.
I mean,
out of his hand, they run play action. Obviously, the one-on-one, Nasir Penn did a nice job of beating his cornerback as the extra point is good. But it takes a special arm to chuck it down the field like that, and you can see why Mason Stahl's getting Division I looks.
Absolutely, because it was on target. As you say, it was a tight spiral. It was, textbook.
Yeah. We'll call it a 73-yard touchdown pass. Mason Stahl's second pass for touchdown tonight, as he previously hooked up with Jaron Kelly on the, about a 40-yard pass last time around. So the Golden Tornado obviously in a hole as it continues to dig deeper. 41-0 the score, 11:29 to go in the second quarter. And so what we saw last week against North Hills, we've seen some positives here tonight, but defense and special teams, just really the inability to stay with some speed from these offensive teams.
Right. And would you consider that like kind of an oxymoron to say special teams?
Yeah.
it's not special for us tonight. So, it's got to hang in there. It's got to keep positive, keep focused.
And you, for the kids, I mean, you have a group of guys out here. Obviously, all the work they put in as the kickoff is leaning toward the sideline again, and it is fumbled out of bounds, so the Golden Tornado will retain possession, and it will be at their own 25-yard line. All the work in training camp, you know, going through heat acclimation, all of that, and then you get here and you've got back-to-back games where you find yourself in a hole coming right off the bat. What are the coaches telling these guys, you know, because morale, I'm sure, is low right now on the sidelines?
Well, it's really hard to say anything because obviously the coaches can't get on the field and play the game. You know, they just have to kind of keep encouraging the guys. You got to look for things that guys are doing positive. And coaches will be looking at things like, okay, who says they're injured? You know, because unfortunately when you have things like this, all of a sudden phantom injuries start showing up. So it'll be a big telltale sign.
With shotgun formation for the Golden Tornado, a little hook pattern falls incomplete as Rarick's pass was intended for Davidic, I believe, or actually check that, make it Logan Donnell, I believe, number 17 was the intended receiver. No, it was Hunter. I thought it was a 7 in there.
Like I said, still a little bit difficult to read those numbers yet. Once we get a nice dark background here, it'll pop out a little bit.
Someone's advocating on my behalf. Yeah, the old gold and whites. I never like to use the broadcast forum to complain about that, but this is a very difficult color combination. But
it is.
There's the the old Butler history that the colors are white and gold. Rarick, now looking to his right, finds his man. Makes the first guy miss. Inside juke move, and he continues to keep the feet moving until he gets beyond the 30-yard line, officially the 32, where the Golden Tornado will look at a third down. They're going to say Mitchell Wong was the one that brought that one down. And so Rarick to Wong will give them a third down and five.
Wong did a nice job because he was getting a lot of contact about 4 yards before he was actually stopped. He kept his feet driving, kept doing what he needed to do, getting the head down, getting the shoulders down, dove forward there, and makes it a much more manageable third down now.
So it is a third down and four the scoreboard has decided to go with. Butler back in the shotgun formation, a drive that started at the 26-yard line. Baldwin shows blitz. Butler has a tough time picking it up. Rarick, though, able to keep the play alive, but it is intercepted. It is Jaron Kelly who will high-step it into the end zone untouched. Step right in front of a pass that was intended for Austin Rogers, and Baldwin adds on as it is now 47-0.
Yeah, that little high step there going to the end zone. I'm surprised he wasn't flagged for that.
Mm-hmm.
That's really not good sportsmanship. When you're up 40-some to nothing, it doesn't show a whole lot of class, and I hope that coach gets in his face about that and says, hey, you know what, play
class it up. Yep.
Yeah.
So with 10:27 to go in the second, Baldwin now leading 47-0 over the Golden Tornado, and it will be Brandwine on to attempt the extra point. The holder is Connor Sidorek. Snap is high. Sidorek gets it down. The kick is low, and it hits off the bottom of the crossbar and bounces in. And so it is a 48-0 lead for the Highlanders. 10:27 to go in the second. And we'll be back after this. You're listening to Butler Football on WBUT and the Trib Live High School Sports Network.
That frightening sound is one we hear quite often throughout the day. Our heart quickens and immediately we wonder what happened. A medical emergency can be frightening, every tick of the clock crucial. And that's why Butler Ambulance Service is dedicated to be there with every ounce of care possible. Butler Ambulance Service is within minutes of providing you or a loved one with treatment and transportation. Call 282-9595 to find out more. Butler Ambulance Service is a phone call away from serving you.
Your local McDonald's restaurants are now hiring, and they're looking for hardworking, enthusiastic individuals who want to be a part of a winning team. McDonald's believes a job is about seizing an opportunity to learn, grow, and succeed. They also offer a wide variety of benefits, such as flexibility, education, and professional skills. So if you enjoy working with people and love to learn new things, stop by your local McDonald's restaurant and apply in person, or visit McDonaldsTAM.com and click on Careers. McDonald's, committed to being America's best first job.
Go out of bounds again, and so the Golden Tornado will set themselves up with a decent look at field position as they trail 48-0. 10:27 to go in the second quarter. Mercy rule does not come into effect until the second half, and so you will see the clock stop in certain situations in normal football mode as we continue on here in the first half. So there'll be a new signal caller in for the Golden Tornado. Brian Presco will be the one barking out the signals now.
Well, I'm sure we're going to see some fresh bodies coming in here.
It's an opportunity to get some guys in the game that, you know, may not have been in the starting lineup.
Right. Show them what you got. It's your chance to show coach, because Baldwin, even though they're up almost like 50 points, still has a lot of their starters in there. At least their whole defensive front is, and their linebackers.
Presco under center, hands off to Mertz. Mertz wrapped up after a gain of one, and on the tackle for Baldwin was Pettit.
Yeah, looking.
Mertz is a solid individual, by the way. If you've ever seen this kid up close and personal, I mean, this is a, he's a guy that he's going to put his head down and run. And we've seen that physical running style from Mertz here in the first two games.
I'd almost actually like to see him more at a tight end. You know, I think we got other speedy guys we can put in the backfield. I think he could really be utilized there as a tight end, get him out in space a little bit more.
Now they go back to Mertz again, and he is stuffed at the line for no gain. In fact, they may call it a loss of one. And so we'll move the Golden Tornado back to a third down and 10. Not a bad idea, because you look at the height he has.
Right.
And then you mentioned the talent, at least we've seen at different times in the backfield for the Golden Tornado. Kyler Callahan comes to mind as a guy that can move left to right, make a few guys miss, and we saw that on the option play earlier.
Yeah, because I wouldn't mind. I know we're trying to stay away from a tight end formation here, but I wouldn't mind seeing a guy like that that could at least get a chip, help your tackle out there, then freeze those linebackers. Mm-hmm. Get right in that area where it's going to keep them more honest.
Danny Hunter, the man in motion, as Brian Presco will receive the snap in the shotgun formation. Rolls to his left. The left-hander is wrapped up in the backfield by Baldwin defenders. It will be a loss of about 7 yards, and the Golden Tornado will send the punting team back on after a three and out. Clock continues to grind. We're inside 8:50, and it is 48-0, the Highlanders in front.
When your quarterback gets sacked and you have five offensive linemen around your quarterback when it happens, that's not good.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have that. You got to hold the line. Somebody's got to hold the line there.
Goodwine back to punt. Snap is on target. The punt is up and away. Jaron Kelly to receive. He makes the first guy miss, rolling to his right now. Hits back upfield across midfield. Gets tangled up around the 45-yard line. Keeps the legs churning until he is brought down at the Golden Tornado 40, where it will be a first down and 10 for Baldwin.
Did a nice job out running the coverage that time. We had a cover man right down on top of him, and he was determined. He wanted to get some big yardage, and he did. He fought for it, and you can't take that from a guy.
And it's tough whenever you almost have that expectation as the gunner, which was Byron Manchester in this case. It gets right in front of the guy. You almost have that expectation of he had to have called for the fair catch. I'm right here. Mm-hmm. And then meanwhile, boom, he's off to the races. So I think there is a little bit of that mental game of, okay, why didn't he call for the fair catch? Why is he moving? You got to process a few things. And as you said, that just kind of comes with experience.
I like to see him torpedo right into his chest because guess what? If you're going to give up 15 yards, it would have been a better field position for us.
Yeah.
So sometimes you got to take it.
So it'll be shotgun formation for Baldwin. Stall back to pass. Two-step drop on Corks, one down the right side, and the pass is intercepted. Stepping in front, and boy, that one down was Logan Donnell. And so the Highlanders try to go to the air with a 48-point lead and a one-on-one coverage on the outside, but the Golden Tornado have shut the door as Logan Donnell comes down with an interception.
Good for them. I believe that's our first turnover of the year.
There you go.
That's great to see. Great to see for the Tornado.
And it's a great read. You're talking about one-on-one coverage. You know you've been beat a few times, not Logan Donnell in particular, but you've seen what Stahl has been able to do offensively as we do have an injured Golden Tornado down around where the ball was snapped, trying to get a number on that. But you know you've been beat a few times, so you're able to keep pace with the wide receiver, and then the ability to turn your head, refocus, and catch the ball, and then pull it down is always nice to see from a cornerback.
Well, you know what? Something we talked about before that we didn't see much last week was cramping. You know, it was a beautiful night last week, and it was a nice, cool atmosphere, and tonight you had really – a cap off of a very hot week.
Yeah.
And so seeing a little bit more cramping, I believe that's what we're looking at here, is more of a cramp situation versus a serious injury.
And that's Nathan Hall being carried off by the trainers. And, yeah, I mean, like you said, it's not bad temperature-wise, but definitely been a hot week. And, you're practicing through all of that, and then by the time game time comes, your hydration may not be as on point as it is during practice. And so not unusual to see situations like this.
Exactly.
Now, with the turnover, the Golden Tornado do find themselves in the shadow of some purple as the Highlanders' end zone is 5 yards away. They will snap this at their own five, and they will do it in the I formation with 8:07 to go in the second and a 48-0 Baldwin lead. Presco under center. Hard count. They hand it off. And getting a gain of one, maybe 2 yards, was Kyler Callahan for being brought down by a number of Baldwin defenders.
Down here, it's really hard sledding, so you got to take whatever you can get. If you get those 2 yards, that gives you more breathing room. And this is where your offensive line really has to just, dig in and push. You got to open up a lane here.
So bring up a second down and 8 for the Golden Tornado. The ball at their own 7-yard line. Again, I formation, tight end set to the right, and a 2-wide receiver set. And it will be one of those wide receivers who will be caught trying to jump before the ball was snapped. And so the Golden Tornado will move back half the distance to the goal line, which will be about 3.5 yards.
And that's frustrating because you saw the offensive line fired off really nice that time. I saw Nate Cornerby getting into the second level there, getting on a linebacker. He's getting really good position, and the flag's down. Now, he wasn't the one that jumped off sides, but like I said, I saw him fire off the ball really nicely that time, and unfortunately, there's another penalty there.
Yeah, a wide receiver that just got a little bit too eager to begin his route. And so the Golden Tornado will now march it back. Like I said, about 3.5 yards. They're going to mark it at the 4, which will bring up a second down and 11. Back to the I formation. Same tight end off to the right side. Hand off up the middle. It's Callahan. Callahan will make the first guy miss. Bounce it to the outside. He gets past the 10-yard line. Makes it to the 15 before he is ripped out of bounds. And the Golden Tornado it's going to be close. I think they're going to pick up the first down.
Well, that's great because it looked like Callahan just had another gear he just couldn't get to. You know, he was getting to the outside nice. Looked like he was almost like stopping down to do like a little juke step and take off. But I don't know what happened. You know, sometimes with the heat, the turf, you know, all these different things happening here that it kind of gives you the rubber legs and you just don't have that quick twitch.
But he was able to use his speed to bounce it to the outside where he picks up 14 yards and makes it a first down and 10. Back to the I formation. Look for the Golden Tornado. They are on the hash nearest to Baldwin. There'll be a handoff up the middle. J.R. Harold will fall forward maybe for a half a yard or back to the line of scrimmage. And the Highlanders are saying the ball is loose and that they recovered it. The officials have waved the ball dead. And indeed, it was a fumble that was recovered by the Baldwin Highlanders.
That was Darren Skidmore.
Skidmore was the fullback on that set. And he comes up hobbling a bit. And so the Highlanders were able to rip that ball out. And after a turnover by the Baldwin, an interception by Logan Donnell, the Golden Tornado give it right back, and Baldwin will take over at the Golden Tornado 17-yard line.
And it's tough whenever their defensive front is getting penetration like that, it's going to blow up plays like that. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, right when you're trying to hand the ball off and you got a defensive tackle right in the grill of your running back, he can't secure that.
6:33 to go in the second, 48-0, Baldwin in front. Mason Stahl at the quarterback position, shotgun look. Gets the snap, two-step drop, looking, continues to look, and then throw it to a guy that he was intended, or rather to Nasir Penn. I think he thought he was going to continue to run to the sideline. Nasir Penn was coming back toward the ball. Some miscommunication leads to an incomplete pass and a second down and 10.
And unfortunately, we saw a little bit of inexperience there where our corner, at that time, I couldn't pick up his numbers, 20-something. He had great position, saw the ball was kind of overthrown. A more experienced defensive back would have broke off from the receiver. I think he wanted to stay on his man. He knew to stay on his man. And so he just didn't take off and get that ball.
Shotgun again for the Highlanders. And set to the right was Pettit, but we've got a flag down and a false start against the Highlanders. And so that will move the ball back 5 yards.
That's good. I mean, this is a very big series for the Tornado.
Yeah, giving the ball up in your own end zone or in your own territory. And if you're able to come out with a defensive stop here, that will be back-to-back stops.
Yep, try to force them into a field goal situation, and we've already blocked an extra point, so you never know what can happen.
So it will be a second down and 15 now, ball at the 22 for Baldwin. Mason Stahl receives the snap, stays in the pocket. Nice out pass, and the ball is caught on the reception for the Highlanders. Was Dre Howe, and he'll take it down to the 8-yard line. Not enough, though, to pick up the first down, as we're going to be looking at a third down and 1.
Boy, if they could stop them here, that would be such a momentum swinger for them.
Third and 1. I formation look for Baldwin. Ball at the Golden Tornado, 8-yard line. Stahl hands it off. It's Pettit. Pettit being chased out to the left, and I don't think he got enough for the first down, as it was Dennis Goodwine.
So he lost a yard.
And they're going to go, yeah, they're going to move him back. They're going to move him back to about, they're going to move him back to the 10. They're going to say they lost 2 on that. And I believe that was Dennis Goodwine on chase.
Yeah, it was. And I'll tell you, he actually put the Jets on there.
He did.
I was impressed. He didn't give up. That's what you got to do. Got to play through the play.
So indeed it is a loss of 2. And it will be the special teams unit for Baldwin. And this will be a different kicker. This is Jackson Brandweed on to attempt this. And that kick is up. It is high enough, and it is good. So 3 points for Baldwin. That was a nice-looking kick there to make this a 51-0 game. 5:02 left in the second. And we'll keep it here as the Golden Tornado will look to get the ball. And they'll be receiving the ball in the second half as well. But there you go. I mean, a field goal is what you hold Baldwin to. Baldwin having a nice
right.
play. Stall to Howe, gain 14. But on a third down and one, they gave it to Pettit. Pettit, who has looked good at tonight for Baldwin. Good line, able to turn on the Blazers there and stop them before first down.
That was good. But, again, that's effort. That's what you got to do. Mm-hmm. You got to give that effort. Speaking of effort, if anybody really wants to have a great Saturday tomorrow, the Butler High School varsity volleyball team will be having their annual Spike Fest, and they're going to have multiple teams from, obviously, the WPIL coming in there. District 9 and District 10 will be represented there as well.
Oh, there you go.
So it's free to the public. Anyone can come by. And
senior high?
Check out. Yep, it's a senior high. Check out some great volleyball tomorrow.
And this will be Jackson Brandwine to do the kicking again, burying a 27-yard field goal earlier. Runs up, and wow, did he pound that ball. This thing is going to check up right at the 4 where it will be caught by the Golden Tornado. So they're going to catch this at the 1 and then try to return it out. They get to the 20, make it to the 25 before they are wrapped up by Baldwin defenders. And on the return for the Golden Tornado was 81 Mitchell Wong.
It was interesting as Baldwin's still coming out there with their first teamers.
Indeed they are. 4:55 to go in the second, 51-0, Baldwin leading. Brian Presco in at quarterback. He took over on the last drive for the Golden Tornado. And he'll be the signal caller again on this one. Starts at the 25-yard line officially of the Golden Tornado. I formation set. Man in motion is Hunter. It's by the quarterback Presco. Handoff up the middle. It's Callahan with it. Callahan makes a man miss, continues to keep the legs churning, and takes it for a gain of 7 yards before he's brought down on a nice little run by the senior Callahan.
And it was really aided by a better push by the offensive line that time. They're giving a little bit more of a seam type look there, opening things up, give Callahan, who's a little bit of a shifty runner there, gave him some room.
Second down and three for the Golden Tornado. Ball to 32 now. Clock inside, 4 minutes and 30 seconds. Another I formation look, this time two wide receivers set to the left of Presco as they move right to left on your radio dial. Hand off to Callahan, bounces it to the outside, now shifts back inside, picks up at least two, maybe three. They're going to give him 3 yards and move the chains. So the Golden Tornado pick up the first down on the legs of Kyler Callahan.
What you got to do, just keep grinding it out. Nothing fancy, nothing pretty, just keep grinding.
It'll be a first down for the Golden Tornado. The ball now at their own 35-yard line. It will be I formation again. J.R. Harold at the fullback position. Kyler Callahan dotting the I. They give it back to Callahan. Callahan now met by a host of Baldwin defenders. A little bit of a glimpse of daylight, but that was quickly sniffed out. There just wasn't enough room for Callahan to run, but no gain, bringing up a second and 10.
Yeah, they just collapsed down the left side of our line that time and kind of jammed everything up in the backfield there. Didn't give Callahan much room to go.
Second down and 10 for the Golden Tornado. 3:20 to go in the second. They trail 51-0. It was an early start for Baldwin, and they haven't looked back. The Golden Tornado up and grinding clock of late. Hand off to Callahan, bounces it to the outside, and we're going to get a flag down in the area of holding. We'll see if that's indeed the call, but Callahan picked up 5 before the flag was thrown. So let's see what we got here. Mm-hmm. Officials will discuss it, and it looks like it is a case of habeas gravis. Mm-hmm. I should clarify my comments. The flag was thrown near the line of scrimmage, so they may mark that back from the spot of the foul. Indeed they will, so they'll march 10 back after the 36-yard line, so this will move it back to the Golden Tornado, 26, just a yard in front of where they began this drive. And so the Golden Tornado, after a nice run by Callahan, find themselves staring down a second down and 19.
You can't do the two steps forward, seven steps back.
No, it's just not a productive way to move the ball.
No, and we talk about the offensive line needing confidence and so forth. It's not the type of thing that instills confidence.
Mm-hmm. Back to the I formation set, split wide receivers. Short side of the field is Danny Hunter. Presco fakes a handoff, now rolling to his right, being chased from behind. The left-hander throws across his body, and the ball is intercepted. Running down the sideline and into the end zone is a Baldwin defender. It appears to be number 21, C.J. Robbins. And we've got a Golden Tornado offensive member down on the field. And it is a now 57-0 lead for the Highlanders.
I think that's our quarterback there. He got hit pretty good there as he let the ball go. It's not often you see three pick sixes in a game here.
No. And they've been one-on-one coverage on basically what have been out routes and defenders that have just swooped up in front, picked the ball off, and there hasn't been a Golden Tornado jersey in sight to stop the cornerbacks for Baldwin.
I mean, I'm liking the fact that they are willing to put the ball in the air.
Mm-hmm.
They have to do that kind of stuff. But, you know, without a tight end of that side, that's where the blitzer came off of, and Callahan wasn't able to get a good block on him. I don't know if he was getting ready to get out to his route or what it was, but you got to have somebody that's going to slow him down. And if you're going to have a back do it, he's got to do a much better job. If you're going to have a tight end do it, you're going to have to do a better job. You're going to have somebody that's going to protect that backside. Especially when you have a left-handed quarterback rolling to the right side.
That's it. I mean, he has to throw across his body, and it was kind of, I don't want to say a duck, but it was more of a floater. As the snap is down, the extra point is up and good by Jackson Brandwein. And so that score now is Baldwin 57, and the Golden Tornado nothing with 2:58. Actually, it should be 58, I
correct,
believe, to nothing. As Baldwin out in front here, 2:58 to go. Yeah, you mentioned taking the left-hander, rolling him out to his right. I mean, that's one of the tougher throws in all of football, is to throw across your body to a guy who's trying to go on an out route, not to mention he's being chased from behind.
Yes, he's under some very hot heat coming in his back, and it's just not a good scenario for a young man to be in.
And so with that, I mean, Baldwin had this game pretty much in hand at the outset, but they have continued to add on. As the 36-yard interception return by C.J. Robbins has given the Highlanders a 58-0 lead. And so the Golden Tornado will now await the kickoff from, let's see who it is this time. They have switched between Jackson Brandwein and then Emma Brandwein. Emma Brandwein doing most of the kicking here in the early goings, but it has been Jackson Brandwein ever since the 27-yard field goal attempt that he was able to boot through just a few moments ago, actually, in the second quarter. Guy that's actually proven to have a pretty big boot to him. He put this first kickoff down at the 1 yard line the last time he did it. We'll see what's in store for us this time. Mitchell Wong back to return, and it's another boomer. And it will be caught and received at the 7 yard line. And this isn't Mitchell Wong. And there's room to go by Zach Slomers, who puts his head down and rolls over Jackson Brandwein as he gets past the 35-yard line and will be officially brought down at the 38-yard line. A nice return by the junior Slomers.
That was good to see. That's what you got to have. Somebody's going to get the ball and go right up the field. You can't hesitate at all. You can't try to read. We don't have the speed of anybody that I've seen yet to sit and read. You have to react instantly. You got to have a plan in your mind, hit it, execute it, get upfield.
There has been a number of plays Baldwin has made that has been really good on their part. But speed, when I look at these past two games, Craig, that seems to be the ultimate separation right now between Butler and North Hills and Baldwin. It's just speed, simply speed.
Exactly.
It will be shotgun formation this time for the Golden Tornado, and it will be Brian Presco, I believe, or is this Dylan Fedotsko in now?
Number 10, Dylan Fedotsko.
Dylan Fedotsko now into the game. This will be the third quarterback of the night for the Golden Tornado, and he will take it to the right side, get back to the line of scrimmage for no game, bringing up his second down and 10.
It's a tough situation for any new quarterback to come in and face here.
Drive that starts at the Golden Tornado 38-yard line. The clock grinds, 2:15 to go. Butler trailing 58-0. Fanatsko, the junior, in the shotgun set. Sidecar to his left. It's Darren Skidmore. He gets the handoff, and he'll get back to the line of scrimmage before being met by a number of purple jerseys. And so it will be no gain on that play, bringing up a third down and 10 for Butler.
Yeah, it's tough because you're going to try to give your quarterback here any bit of confidence he can to really have that be effective. You got to keep guys out of his face. Whether he's handing the ball off, whether he's setting up the pass, whether he's going to run, you got to keep guys out of his face.
1:35 to go in the half. Fidonsko shotgun. Man in motion is Mertz. They hand it off to Mertz. Mertz taking it to the left side. Cuts upfield. Makes a guy miss. Gets beyond the 50-yard line. Now will be dragged out of bounds at the 45. And so the Golden Tornado with a nice pickup there. Move the chains and a first down.
Well, that was good. Just, you know, he worked hard to get to the outside. There he had a couple guys, you know, getting on him, closing in on him there. And did a nice job getting that stiff arm out there to keep a little bit of separation. So he was able to get enough yards to get the first down.
It'll be first down and 10 after the 19-yard gain by the senior Mertz, moving it into Baldwin territory at the 45-yard line with 1:23. The clock halted after the first down. Fanatsko in shotgun. Three wide receiver set, sidecar to his left to Skidmore. He will move to his left, makes the first guy miss. It's Fidotsko on the QB draw. Gets beyond the first down marker and a gain of 10. So it will be another Golden Tornado first down. A nice little run by the junior Fidotsko.
Did a nice job there. He kind of gave it almost like a little ball fake, like he's going to kind of pitch it out there a little bit there. Just froze the defender fast enough where he could do the nice little inside juke, enough to pick up just about the first down.
Oh, they marked him short. Unbelievable. Second down and one inside of a minute. I marked it down as a first down in my book, but that's all right. It's a gain of 9 3/4. Fidotsko shotgun set. Man in motion is Callahan. They will flip it to Callahan on the inside. Splits the tackle on the guard. Moves upfield. Gets a nice little burst and has some room to run as he is now brought down inside the 25-yard line. In fact, they will mark it exactly at the 25. A gain of 11 by the senior Callahan, and Butler moves the chains again.
Nice job. Nice job getting up the field that time.
Clock now rolling. It's at 38 seconds as Butler will now try to punch this into the end zone. They will have to run at a high pace formation here. 30 seconds to go. They've got one timeout. Shotgun set. Fidotsko puts a man in motion. It's Callahan. It will be another Callahan run, this time moving to the left side, and Baldwin was ready for it. He's brought down in the backfield, and the Golden Tornado will burn their timeout at 18 seconds. But the clock continues to run here at Baldwin, and it continues to run as the officials now get the attention of the scorekeeper. And so as it sits with 12.8 seconds to go, we'll probably get that back up to 18 or 19 seconds. They're going to go 19 seconds, according to the official. And so the Golden Tornado will have at least two looks, possibly three, if they're able to run this efficiently.
Right. And yet they refuse to change the game clock.
There we go.
There it is. Nice.
So the Callahan run goes for a loss of one. You'd imagine, well, Craig, what would you do here? I mean, do you go to the air? Do you take a chance at the end zone? The run game has been working for you. You pick up the first down. It does stop the clock, which obviously you would then have to spike it. But then again, a shot to the end zone could work.
I would take it. I mean, it's obviously four down territory here. 19 seconds. You have a second, third, and fourth down to work with. You know, so I'd take multiple shots. You know, hey, and you know what? If you fail on two passes, drop passes, the clock stops, come out here, kick a field goal.
Right now, you're probably looking at a, what would we say, about a 34-yard field goal here? No, probably a little more. How about a 37, 38-yarder. Fidotsko in the shotgun. Callahan, the man in motion. Skidmore, the sidecar to his left. Snap a little low. And actually, the ball is released high. And it's Brian Presco who checked back into the game, the lefty. Threw that one away.
I was going to say, when I saw him throwing it with his left hand there, kind of threw me off
for a second. Fidotsko's right-handed. So that pass falls incomplete. Presco, who we believe was a little banged up the last time after the interception, come back into the game. He's shown some arm strength, too.
Yes.
I mean, we can see him really sling it.
He does. He throws it very nice with a nice, smooth ball. And you know, you don't like to see him getting nicked up there, but a situation like this, you know, I feel comfortable with him back there looking to see where he can place that ball.
You have 15 seconds on the clock now, third down and 10 for the Golden Tornado. And we've got some laundry as a delay of game will hurt the Golden Tornado here and move them back 5 yards. And we've seen that from the Golden Tornado tonight, whether it be, you know, facing a third and three and a false start happen, or here in this particular situation, a third down and 10 with 15 seconds to go, boom, a delay of game penalty. You said experience, and I think this is, you know, part of what we're seeing.
Absolutely.
So third down and 16, the board has gone with. Ball at the 30-yard line, Presco in the shotgun. Receives a snap. Now rolling to his right, and he is sacked. There is a flag down, so the clock will stop. In the backfield was Dorian Ford, the sophomore, to bring down Presco. Let's see what the flag is. Officials sorting it out. They were going to call an illegal formation, but the flag has been waved off. And so the clock, I believe, will start. Indeed, they do let it roll. So I'd imagine the Golden Tornado are just going to head to the locker room. If they get a playoff, I would be surprised. And the clock has hit zero. And so they will not be able to, and instead will go to the locker room. With the score, Baldwin 58 and the Golden Tornado 0. We'll recap exactly what happened coming up after the break. You're listening to Butler Football on WBUT and the Trib Live High School Sports Network.